Well, I was kind of going through a life change at the moment, gone through a divorce, just kind of looking for, you know, kind of a way to launch the next phase of my life. And I've always been somewhat of an adventure seeker. I had never really had any experience with a bicycle, but I actually bought a bicycle just to ride around the neighborhood with my kids to get ice cream. And kind of decided that I enjoyed riding it. I was looking for something adventurous to do in the summer, kind of like a personal getaway for myself. And so I decided to go on this solo bike trip. It was kind of a perfect storm of life occurrences that led to this.
What is the Erie Trail? Is there a historic precedence for this?
It's actually called the Ohio to Erie Trail, which is Ohio River to Lake Erie. It's basically what it is it connects a number of existing bike paths going across the state into a configuration that allows you to travel from Cincinnati through Columbus into Cleveland, or, you know, north to south, Cleveland to Cincinnati.
What did you learn about Ohio and the people that you met along the way?
Ohio is a beautiful state, you know, and I think we take it for granted at times, and we're driving along at 75 miles an hour, and we aren't paying attention to the beautiful landscapes and the scenery and the picturesque small communities. And so it really, you know, it was an opportunity for me to slow down and pay attention to, you know, my home state and appreciate it in a way that I had not yet done. And it also taught me a good lesson about the goodness in people, because I had to rely on people out there at times. I was on my own, so.
And it's a long trip. Did you have any trouble along the way? This is 346 miles, 6 days.
Yeah. Yeah, I had quite a few mechanical issues. I bought a kind of off-the-rack, inexpensive bicycle because I didn't know if I was even going to like riding a bike, you know. And so when I kind of outfitted it for a long trek, but, you know, it really wasn't made for that. And so I had a lot of flat tires, and I had never even changed a flat tire on a bicycle before I got stuck out there on the trail. So I had to sort of learn as along the way. So I had some issues mechanically, and that became very, very frustrating. And if it weren't for a great local near Fredericksburg, Ohio, and a Mennonite bike shop, you know, I wouldn't have made it. I also got lost a few times, so I had some navigational issues. You use existing bike paths, but there are some areas in which it doesn't connect, so you have to go on rural roads and highways and whatnot to connect the trail. And I even got lost in Cincinnati when I first started.
You're looking for venues to screen your film free of charge.
Yeah, I just want to, I just want to help inspire people to get out there and try something new, adventure, wherever you live, whatever you're capable of doing. Find ways to spice up your life with adventure. You know, that's what I'm all about. It's a relatively short documentary. It's only about 20 minutes. And then I kind of lead into that with some backstory information, then I answer questions and whatnot. So it's a fun film, and it's an interesting story to a lot of folks, and so I'm just happy to be able to share it.
Sounds like a great way to share and inspire. You can find out how to get in touch with Jack Williams on our website at wnku.org under local news. Jack, thanks for sharing your story.
Thanks for having me on.